Very good. I'm not going to get off that subject because this is the spiritual crux of the whole thing. This is a planet where man was placed, projected, and you have been given the freedom of expression in the higher regions where there is only balance, where there is just adhering to the laws of God, because that is the way to go. You don't have this particular kind of a problem because you would have learned those lessons and the fact that it didn't work before you got there. God allows this. How could the little children suffer? Ones want to blame God for that when you should look at who is doing it. Who is doing it? If the society votes in or allows this kind of power to come into being, it is no different than the elite 300. They are going to pull you down. And whether it be through satanic rituals, it is simply a form of total control. If you have 7 billion people on a planet and you're going to end up with your 144,000, let us say, less or more, whatever. Let us say it's 100,000. Let it say it's 1 billion. That means 6 billion are going to go. Does that mean that God is going to destroy 6 billion people? No. But undoubtedly they will be destroyed. Well, how can God stand by and allow that to happen? Very easily. It was your job as stewards to see to it, number one, that it didn't get to be 7 billion people on a planet for 500 million, and your New World Order knows that, and they have set the limit 50 million more than that. But 550 million is their top limit. Now, what you're asking for really in your heart, so let me word it for you. God, why don't you come and do something about it? Why don't you spare these children? Why don't you spare those children? Why don't you feed those little ones? Why don't you? Why do you allow this to go on? Well, I'm not God. Well, who are you? Isn't it time we take our responsibility? I hear you. I feel your pain. Each of you have loved ones who deny you, who think you're crazy, who don't want to believe, who do want to believe. They just don't care. They don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. You just see that you must have a mission or you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be still searching, I'll put it that way. Some will just pass through here. And you'll still be looking. And some will go and come back. Because they're going to open their eyes and realize this was it. How do I know that? Because I know who I am. I know from whom I come. And I know what I'm here for. And I can't prove that to you. I could, I won't. Because I don't care about magic proof. You're either going to be within your soul intent toward God, or I don't need you aboard, period. You see, that's between you and God, not you and this voice. And the hardest thing I'm going to remind all of you, the hardest thing you will ever experience in this whole manifested journey is having to let ones go. You will try to save each and every one, and it is physically impossible. And to do your job, you are going to have to let go. Does that mean that you willingly let your grandchildren be sucked into a satanic group or a group of witch curse makers? Not if you can help it. But how can you help it? The only way it can be helped is to bring light and truth and understanding as to what is going on. And if they refuse to accept your input, they have chosen the dark way. And you can't go snatch them out. A baby, if you could get it, snatch it out, go hide it somewhere, perhaps it could survive. But you see, what is happening is you are pouring energy into these very ones who then create enough power to control even from a distance. And when you get that kind of recognition going through a mass of people, you have created a living thought form. That's why curses work. There is incredible energy at play. And yes, thoughts kill. Because thought is all there is in creation. And it is projected into manifestation. And thought can kill. Thought manufactured usually is assisted along by human action. So that it is basically, in the end, the human action that does the killing. Whether it be suicide of self, or murder, or whatever. And I don't have answers for you. I'm in the same mission that you're in, to get as many as we can into knowledge, knowing, and get you home in safety. But you have to know that at least 6 billion will not go. They will not go. I didn't say may not go. I said they will not go. And I may not force them. But as far as the little babes, don't get hung up on it. Because I can take the babies. And I will do so. And you just have to live in your space to that point. God attends the innocent. And you see, what you perceive to be happening is a physical thing happening. And God will take that child. I can't help you through it, except as you might understand a little bit better what I'm saying. Very often you cannot do it, and you may not see the miracle, but it's taking place. And you have a remarkable set of circumstances in that place called the Philippines. You have such ancient and traditional energy flow. You have the best and the worst of the civilizations gone before. And what appears to be a native tribe up on wherever, Mount Pinatubo, who has to come down out of the ashes. I want to tell you, those energy forms are real up there. And you're coming into a new cycle. And a lot of these energy forms that have been up there or within the earth, they will be emerging. And some of them are lighted energies, You're going to have the atmospherians, who literally come from your own sister galaxy of Pleiades, to guard up until the time of this particular transition. But you also, by having the ancient civilization never destroyed, it will be evolving. And remember what it says in your own holy book, tampered or not. The godly will become more godly, the evil will become incredibly more evil. And there would be a period of time on the planet whereby total evil would rule. You are expecting a period of time where, quote, Satan is cast into the pit for 1,000 years. You've already done that. You're working on the big one now. And he would be loosed for a little while before he would be cast into that pit and out of your existence. So you're at the crossroads. And I can only help you understand what God in creation is, so that you can understand that you can, by your own goal, change your own scenario. But if you go from goodness into darkness, you can do it. But it certainly seems like an error in good judgment to me, knowing that manifestation is a projection of God thought put into experience, into motion, into action as an energy form. Know that you are moving out of illusion into reality. And therefore, the old trite statement of you can make it whatever you want to has to come into play here, because the adversary has made it into exactly what he wants it to be. And you march along like blind children following the piper. He says it's going to be this way. You end up saying, okay. Maybe homosexuality experiences are really valid. Maybe that's the way to go. Well, has it been? Is it? You've had opportunity to experience some of these things. I'm not here to blast a homosexual. It is an experience. But it doesn't do that which nature projects upon a species, which comes forth male, female, the purpose of which is to procreate that species. So I'm not here to say good or bad. I'm just here to say that probably doesn't work for Mother Nature. At least it hasn't to my knowledge. Does that make the people good or bad? Well, it certainly puts them in error if that is the way they choose to go and train other ones to go, because they have lost the point of what is love. Love is a godly thing, and it is an emotional thing. It cannot be described in physical terms, and therefore you know that anything practiced in the physical is not in reality what we're talking about. We are trying to reach something godly and invisible and emotional of soul response to something done in a physical manifestation for whatever reason. And until you can separate those two things into their proper perspective, you don't have it. Because if you say, well, it's all right to physically do this, I will agree with you. It's perfectly all right for you to go do that. But I worry for your soul progression from time to time if you sanction that. And I don't mean to single that act out. I am singling out any act, ACT, in the physical form, that pulls you away from the guided path to your emotional wholeness. God is energy and emotion. And you are stuck in a physical manifestation of that, which can only last some century. A little bit more than that in some instances. But most of those who pass the century mark are not as interested in all that rolling around in the hay as you are at 20. So even the physical manifestation changes as you mature. And hopefully the mind matures and is able to put into perspective that which is godly and that which is going to lock you in to a dimensional situation which requires that same kind of restriction on yourself, which is your energy, soul, being. The only difference that happens now, and the only reason that there is any kind of a projection, is because you are going through that cycle where separation comes, sorting comes. And it didn't have to happen. Even if the planet was going to disintegrate, it didn't have to happen. But you see, God tends all creations, not just you. And I can use the term you, meaning a unit, to each one of you, because to again come into your highest form, you're going to become one, because there is only one. You are a fragment projected to experience something. What you've done with your experience is what counts. But your planet went into its own particular new orbit situation, its new life form in 1987. You're in the new cycle, and you're only 5 years into it. And you have to do that whole bunch of evolution in this short little period of time. Because this is the time of chaos. This is a time of sorting. And it's a time of reaping. And henceforth, since life does not end ever, it is also the time of planting. You don't get off so easy. You're only beginning. And if you can look at each situation that happens to you or happens to what you perceive to be your loved ones, you must face this fact. Whatever you've done, whatever you plan to do, whatever you're doing is still you. You may wish that you had done differently, but you didn't. And it's too late. So you only have the moment. You may never have tomorrow to do it. So whatever you can rectify in the moment, I suggest you do it. Otherwise, you have to release it, let it go. You're going to have to do that anyway, or you're going to continue to carry garbage with you all the way. And you won't make your progress because you will be buried in this garbage. I don't care what you were, who you were, what you did. You did it. Come to balance with it and within self now. And that's what the wisdom keepers will say is forgiveness. Forgive yourself. It doesn't matter who else really does. Because on that day of confrontation, it's you. You can't do it for Junior, and you can't do it for that baby that the witch has. You can pray for that one, and you can make a better world so that that cannot exist in the world that you will have in perfection. And that's why when one say, well, but I believe in in Jesus' blood and all of this. Now I want on your ship. I can still say, no, thank you. And when it comes right down to it, because I guard the heavenly realm, evil will not be brought in. Now we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of what is evil. Evil is something that has been created by man, manufactured by man. And those energy forms can carry right over and sit in limbo out there, waiting to re-experience to grow out of evil. Now, I don't like it as much as you do, but that's the way it is. And this is the experience. And the only way that you're going to be able to control something else is to change the environment so that this does not happen. And as you make your progression, you will find that you will be moving into higher dimensions where this does not happen, and your soul will find its peace again. You are on a place that is evil, and you are intuitively, inwardly godly.
If you have, say, for instance, an 8-year-old child who is in, say, with a cult, an evil cult, and the child is doing the same degree of destruction as the 25, 30-year-olds, is that child born as an evil, or is it possible that the child was created to be evil once it was born?
Well, that would depend on the circumstances, and who am I to judge? But if you have an 8-year-old child that has gone into evil and you did not allow it, you have been one hell of a bad parent. That doesn't mean that some of your children will not be captured, because yes, those kinds of energies are rebirthed. Absolutely. So this is why if you have a truly evil person, it doesn't do you one bit of favor to execute them. You should keep them around as long as you can, because if they are truly evil, truly emotionless, and still are soul-bearing individuals, that one will come back, and it will be worse. And it will have to learn the same way. And that's why your planet gets so bad. This is the evolution of human species anywhere on this particular level of progression. That's why it's smug to think that there are no other beings. There are, on billions and billions of planets, making their growth just like you. Just as many as there are fragments of God's thought in projection, in all varying degrees of progression.
Well, when RJ makes reference to the generation of the witches, more than likely those are all rebirthed out of the same family?
Well, let's put it this way. There was a period of time, and it's not so much now, but if you were birthed into a Catholic or a Jewish family, that's what you stayed. And you will have Catholics right now who, for whatever reason, maybe have had a divorce, or, I mean, these ones live in mortal guilt. And you have the same thing with the Jewish people right up until the Zionist protocols became very active and permission, and not only permission but instruction was given to go out and mix with the other races. It doesn't matter what you're birthed into. If those restrictions are brought down on you all the time and those beliefs are brought into your attention from the time before you're birthed, and then you are set into that environment, that is exactly what you're going to be. And a lot of times you're going to pull the energy forms that need those experiences, and you're going to have some very evil beings. And we have to leave those things to God and the being making that experience. If you can control it, and if you're a parent, it's your responsibility to do something with that child. And if you cannot, you do have to release it to God and let it make its own way. Don't take God's job. Just do yours. That's what's wrong. Everybody wants somebody else's job and somebody else to do the dirty work. And God puts you here as stewards. And now you are having to do the dirty work.
Excuse me, Commander. How can you reverse curse? Or how can you protect yourself from curse? If somebody curses you, for example,
you don't accept it.
Okay.
It's like karma. I no longer accept karma, you see. Make the statement. I don't accept your curse.
Okay, one more thing. If you shield your house, for example, with the white light, or if you invoke on the white light to shield your house or your car or whatever, will it protect you from evil incursion?
No. Light doesn't have anything to do with it. You have to ask protection of God, and you have to respond in intent of God. Mm-hmm. That's not what you said, but I'm going to use it as an example. I'm going to now go hop in a car, put the white light in front, in back, underneath, over the top, and all around, and now I'm going to drive like you know what. Your intent's wrong. If you're going to get out there and you want to get in your car and you want to go somewhere and you need protection and your intent is to remain viable to do your job for God on this place, then and only then can you expect God to take care of you. Now, we have a problem here because evil intent works the same as godly intent. It's the mind. And if you understand the workings, the universal law will produce anything you ask for. You can do anything you can think of. If you can think of it, you can do it. But you don't really believe you can do it. But I'll tell you something. Once you believe that you can do it, you will do it. So if your intent is just to get a white light around your house and protect you from everything you don't like, you may as well forget it. But if your goal, your reason for asking is in pure intent of service, you're going to get it. And you don't even need to question it. You ask for it, it's there. It's done. But if you're playing around with God and I'm making a bargain, now I'm going to bargain with you, God, if you'll do this and this and this and give me $150,000, hey, buddy, I'll read the next 14 journals. It won't work. It just, except that if you bargain and you do read the next 14 journals, you'll repair your thought process a little bit.
I'm going to have one question, one more. This potent belt, this potent energy, how significant is it to, for one's spiritual pursuit, to raise one's vibration? Is there some kind of correlation?
In the photon energy?
I mean, when this thing happens, once we pass through the photon energy or photon belt, this kind of energy, will this affect the person's spiritual pursuit to raise his vibration?
Oh, yeah. Very good. I'm not going to get off that subject because this is the spiritual crux of the whole thing. This is a planet where man was placed, projected, and you have been given the freedom of expression. In the higher regions where there is only balance, where there is just adhering to the laws of God, because that is the way to go, you don't have this particular kind of a problem, because you would have learned those lessons and the fact that it didn't work before you got there. God allows this. How could the little children suffer? Ones want to blame God for that, when you should look at who is doing it. Who is doing it? If the society votes in or allows this kind of power to come into being, it is no different than the Elite 300. They are going to pull you down. And whether it be through satanic rituals, it is simply a form of total control. If you have 7 billion people on a planet and you're going to end up with your 144,000, let us say, less or more, whatever. Let us say it's 100,000. Let it say it's 1 billion. That means 6 billion are going to go. Does that mean that God is going to destroy 6 billion people? No. But undoubtedly they will be destroyed. Well, how can God stand by and allow that to happen? Very easily. It was your job as stewards to see to it, number one, that it didn't get to be 7 billion people on a planet for 500 million, and your New World Order knows that, and they have set the limit 50 million, more than that. But 550 million is their top limit. Now, what you're asking for really in your heart, so let me word it for you. God, why don't you come and do something about it? Why don't you spare these children? Why don't you spare those children? Why don't you feed those little ones? Why don't you? Why do you allow this to go on? Well, I'm not God. Well, who are you? Isn't it time we take our responsibility? I hear you. I feel your pain. Each of you have loved ones who deny you, who think you're crazy, who don't want to believe, who do want to believe. They just don't care. They don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. You just see that you must have a mission or you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be still searching, I'll put it that way. Some will just pass through here. And you'll still be looking. And some will go and come back, because they're going to open their eyes and realize this was it. How do I know that? Because I know who I am. I know from whom I come. And I know what I'm here for. And I can't prove that to you. I could, I won't. Because I don't care about magic proof. You're either going to be within your soul intent toward God, or I don't need you aboard, period. You see, that's between you and God, not you and this voice. And the hardest thing I'm going to remind all of you the hardest thing you will ever experience in this whole manifested journey is having to let ones go. You will try to save each and every one, and it is physically impossible. And to do your job, you are going to have to let go. Does that mean that you willingly let your grandchildren be sucked into a satanic group or a group of witch curse makers? Not if you can help it. But how can you help it? The only way it can be helped is to bring light and truth and understanding as to what is going on. And if they refuse to accept your input, they have chosen the dark way. And you can't go snatch them out. A baby, if you could get it, snatch it out, go hide it somewhere, perhaps it could survive. But you see, what is happening is you are pouring energy into these very ones who then create enough power to control even from a distance. And when you get that kind of recognition going through a mass of people, you have created a living thought form. That's why curses work. There is incredible energy at play. And yes, thoughts kill. Because thought is all there is in creation. And it is projected into manifestation. And thought can kill. Thought manufactured usually is assisted along by human action. So that it is basically, in the end, the human action that does the killing. Whether it be suicide of self, or murder, or whatever. And I don't have answers for you. I'm in the same mission that you're in. To get as many as we can into knowledge, knowing, and get you home in safety. But you have to know that at least 6 billion will not go. They will not go. I didn't say may not go. I said they will not go. And I may not force them. But as far as the little babes, don't get hung up on it. Because I can take the babies. And I will do so. And you just have to live in your space to that point. God attends the innocent. And you see, what you perceive to be happening is a physical thing happening. And God will take that child. I can't help you through it, except as you might understand a little bit better what I'm saying. Very often you cannot do it, and you may not see the miracle, but it's taking place. And you have a remarkable set of circumstances in that place called the Philippines. You have such ancient and traditional energy flow. You have the best and the worst of the civilizations gone before. And what appears to be a native tribe upon wherever, Mount Pinatubo, who has to come down out of the ashes. I want to tell you, those energy forms are real up there. And you're coming into a new cycle. And a lot of these energy forms that have been up there or within the earth, they will be emerging. And some of them are lighted energies, You're going to have the atmospherians, who literally come from your own sister galaxy of Pleiades, to guard up until the time of this particular transition. But you also, by having the ancient civilization never destroyed, it will be evolving. And remember what it says in your own holy book, tampered or not. The godly will become more godly, the evil will become incredibly more evil. And there would be a period of time on the planet whereby total evil would rule. You are expecting a period of time where, quote, Satan is cast into the pit for 1,000 years. You've already done that. You're working on the big one now. And he would be loosed for a little while before he would be cast into that pit and out of your existence. So you're at the crossroads. And I can only help you understand what God in creation is, so that you can understand that you can, by your own goal, change your own scenario. But if you go from goodness into darkness, you can do it. But it certainly seems like an error in good judgment to me, knowing that manifestation is a projection of God thought put into experience, into motion, into action as an energy form. Know that you are moving out of illusion into reality. And therefore, the old trite statement of you can make it whatever you want to has to come into play here, because the adversary has made it into exactly what he wants it to be. And you march along like blind children following the piper. He says it's going to be this way. You end up saying, okay. Maybe homosexuality experiences are really valid. Maybe that's the way to go. Well, has it been? Is it? You've had opportunity to experience some of these things. I'm not here to blast a homosexual. It is an experience. But it doesn't do that which nature projects upon a species, which comes forth male, female. The purpose of which is to procreate that species. So I'm not here to say good or bad. I'm just here to say that probably doesn't work for Mother Nature. At least it hasn't to my knowledge. Does that make the people good or bad? Well, it certainly puts them in error if that is the way they choose to go and train other ones to go, because they have lost the point of what is love. Love is a godly thing, and it is an emotional thing. It cannot be described in physical terms, and therefore you know that anything practiced in the physical is not in reality what we're talking about. We are trying to reach something godly and invisible and emotional of soul response to something done in a physical manifestation for whatever reason. And until you can separate those two things into their proper perspective, you don't have it. Because if you say, well, it's all right to physically do this, I will agree with you. It's perfectly all right for you to go do that. But I worry for your soul progression from time to time if you sanction that. And I don't mean to single that act out. I am singling out any act, ACT, in the physical form, that pulls you away from the guided path to your emotional wholeness. God is energy and emotion. And you are stuck in a physical manifestation of that, which can only last some century. A little bit more than that in some instances. But most of those who pass the century mark are not as interested in all that rolling around in the hay as you are at 20. So even the physical manifestation changes as you mature. And hopefully the mind matures and is able to put into perspective that which is godly and that which is going to lock you in to a dimensional situation which requires that same kind of restriction on yourself, which is your energy, soul, being. The only difference that happens now, and the only reason that there is any kind of a projection, is because you are going through that cycle where separation comes, sorting comes. And it didn't have to happen. Even if the planet was going to disintegrate, it didn't have to happen. But you see, God tends all creations, not just you. And I can use the term you, meaning a unit, to each one of you, because to again come into your highest form, you're going to become one, because there is only one. You are a fragment projected to experience something. What you've done with your experience is what counts. But your planet went into its own particular new orbit situation, its new life form in 1987. You're in the new cycle, and you're only 5 years into it. And you have to do that whole bunch of evolution in this short little period of time. Because this is the time of chaos. This is a time of sorting. And it's a time of reaping. And henceforth, since life does not end ever, it is also the time of planting. You don't get off so easy. You're only beginning. And if you can look at each situation that happens to you or happens to what you perceive to be your loved ones, you must face this fact. Whatever you've done, whatever you plan to do, whatever you're doing is still you. You may wish that you had done differently, but you didn't. And it's too late. So you only have the moment. You may never have tomorrow to do it. So whatever you can rectify in the moment, I suggest you do it. Otherwise, you have to release it, let it go. You're going to have to do that anyway, or you're going to continue to carry garbage with you all the way. And you won't make your progress because you will be buried in this garbage. I don't care what you were, who you were, what you did it. Come to balance with it and within self now. And that's what the wisdom keepers will say is forgiveness. Forgive yourself. It doesn't matter who else really does. Because on that day of confrontation, it's you. You can't do it for Junior, and you can't do it for that baby that the witch has. You can pray for that one, and you can make a better world so that that cannot exist in the world that you will have in perfection. And that's why when one say, well, but I believe in, I, you know, in Jesus' blood and all of this. Now I want on your ship. I can still say, no, thank you. And when it comes right down to it, because I guard the heavenly realm, evil will not be brought in. Now we're going to get into the nitty gritty of what is evil. Evil is something that has been created by man, manufactured by man. And those energy forms can carry right over and sit in limbo out there waiting to re-experience to grow out of evil. Now, I don't like it as much as you do, but that's the way it is. And this is the experience. And the only way that you're going to be able to control something else is to change the environment so that this does not happen. And as you make your progression, you will find that you will be moving into higher dimensions where this does not happen, and your soul will find its peace again. You are on a place that is evil, and you are intuitively, inwardly godly.
If you have, say, for instance, an 8-year-old child who is in, say, with a cult, an evil cult, and the child is doing the same degree of destruction as the 25, 30-year-olds, is that child born as an evil, or is it possible that the child was created to be evil once it was born?
Well, that would depend on the circumstances, and who am I to judge? But if you have an 8-year-old child that has gone into evil and you did not allow it, you have been one hell of a bad parent. That doesn't mean that some of your children will not be captured, because yes, those kinds of energies are rebirthed. Absolutely. So this is why if you have a truly evil person, it doesn't do you one bit of favor to execute them. You should keep them around as long as you can, because if they are truly evil, truly emotionless, and still are soul-bearing individuals, that one will come back, and it will be worse. And it will have to learn the same way. And that's why your planet gets so bad. This is the evolution of human species anywhere on this particular level of progression. That's why it's smug to think that there are no other beings. There are on billions and billions of planets making their growth just like you. Just as many as there are fragments of God's thought in projection, in all varying degrees of progression.
Well, when RJ makes reference to the generation of the witches, more than likely those are all rebirthed out of the same family?
Well, let's put it this way. There was a period of time, and it's not so much now, but if you were birthed into a Catholic or a Jewish family, that's what you stayed. And you will have Catholics right now who, for whatever reason, maybe have had a divorce, or, I mean, these ones live in mortal guilt. And you have the same thing with the Jewish people right up until the Zionist protocols became very active and permission, and not only permission, but instruction was given to go out and mix with the other races. It doesn't matter what you're birthed into. If those restrictions are brought down on you all the time and those beliefs are brought into your attention from the time before you're birthed, and then you are set into that environment, that is exactly what you're going to be. And a lot of times you're going to pull the energy forms that need those experiences, and you're going to have some very evil beings. And we have to leave those things to God and the being making that experience. If you can control it, and if you're a parent, it's your responsibility to do something with that child. And if you cannot, you do have to release it to God and let it make its own way. Don't take God's job. Just do yours. That's what's wrong. Everybody wants somebody else's job and somebody else to do the dirty work. And God puts you here as stewards. And now you are having to do the dirty work.
Excuse me, Commander. How can you reverse curse? Or how can you protect yourself from curse? If somebody curses you, for example.
You don't accept it.
Okay.
It's like karma. I no longer accept karma, you see. Make the statement. I don't accept your curse.
Okay, one more thing. If you shield your house, for example, with the white light, or if you invoke on the white light to shield your house or your car or whatever, will it protect you from evil incursion?
No. Light doesn't have anything to do with it. You have to ask protection of God, and you have to respond in intent of God. Mm-hmm. One's can't... That's not what you said, but I'm going to use it as an example. I'm going to now go hop in a car, put the white light in front, in back, underneath, over the top, and all around, and now I'm going to drive like you know what. Your intent's wrong. If you're going to get out there and you want to get in your car and you want to go somewhere and you need protection and your intent is to remain viable to do your job for God on this place, then and only then can you expect God to take care of you. Now, we have a problem here because evil intent works the same as godly intent. It's the mind. And if you understand the workings, the universal law will produce anything you ask for. You can do anything you can think of. If you can think of it, you can do it. But you don't really believe you can do it. But I'll tell you something. Once you believe that you can do it, you will do it. So if your intent is just to get a white light around your house and protect you from everything you don't like, you may as well forget it. But if your goal, your reason for asking is in pure intent of service, you're going to get it. And you don't even need to question it. You ask for it, it's there. It's done. But if you're playing around with God and I'm making a bargain, now I'm going to bargain with you, God, if you'll do this and this and this and give me $150,000, hey, buddy, I'll read the next 14 journals. It won't work. It just... Except that if you bargain and you do read the next 14 journals, you'll repair your thought process a little bit.
I'm going to have one question, one more. This potent belt, this potent energy, how significant is it to for one's spiritual pursuit to raise one's vibration? Is there some kind of correlation?
In the photon energy?
I mean, when this thing happens, once we pass through the photon energy or photon belt, this kind of energy, will this affect the person's spiritual pursuit to raise his vibration?
Oh, yeah.